on Live and Local today. Chi-Town is the Hindi-English all-male a cappella group from the University of Illinois. They've won a number of competitions and various awards, including the first place trophy at the first annual a cappella beatdown on WYNL-TV just a few weeks ago. They're giving their annual show tomorrow night on the University of Illinois campus in Follinger Auditorium on the Quad with a number of guest groups, and we'll hear about that in the first part of the program today. Also, the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music is presenting a number of concerts and other events this month, and Philip Yampolsky and Jason Finkelman will be here in the second part of the show to share some music and also talk about some of those events. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. We heard two cuts from a CD by the vocal ensemble called Quink from the Netherlands, and they sang two Israeli songs, Hitragut and Hora, in that order. And I thought just playing some unaccompanied vocal music might be a reasonable introduction to some guys who sing unaccompanied vocal music, although they're sort of accompanied by themselves, typically doing some vocal percussion. Chi-Town is a Hindi-English group at the University of Illinois, and they're giving their annual show tomorrow night on campus at Follinger Auditorium, and bringing with them a number of guests on the show. And with me are three members of the group, Amit Vaishampayan, Sunil Thomas, and Nish Shah. Thank you all for coming in. And who wants to sort of introduce this particular show and maybe some of your special guests?
So this is actually our annual show. Mm-hmm. It's cool because usually, you know, when we perform on campus and stuff, it's, you know, as part of another program, or we're performing for another actual like organization or something. But this show is like us putting on a show, so it's everything we do, and it's like, you know, just like the fans are always like, you know, when do we get to see you guys perform? When do we get to hear new songs? This is literally just like all Chi-Town. And then we have the Bhangra team performing, which is Bhangra is like an Indian form of dance. That should be fun. A comedian who's going to MC, his name is Prashant Venkataramanujam. He's actually a Chi-Town alum. He's going to come down. And then we have Surround Sound, which is a band that Amit is actually in. They do English songs and Indian songs as well.
Band meaning?
Traditional drums, guitars, bass.
Okay.
Vocals.
And the Bhangra is a U of I group?
Mm-hmm.
And do they do their own performances regularly?
They're actually a competing group, and then like most of the groups, most of the Indian groups, we all perform at like India Night, but for the most part they are a competing group, so they'll compete at different competitions like across the country.
And this is the one show you guys do on your own a year?
Yeah.
And you all, and when I first encountered you, you were here on this show. Actually, I think all the guys were here singing in our studio. Somehow managed to work that out, which is tricky when you have to get a bunch of students together. How many are in the group?
There's 13 members in the group, but there will be 12 performing at the show.
At this particular show. But you were singing on the... This was sponsored by No Strings Attached, I think.
In the fall. Yeah, we were invited to perform at the No Strings Attached compilation a cappella show, but that weekend we were actually, I believe we were out in California competing. So we weren't able to perform at their show. But our show, we wanted to make it more something that the audience can kind of get exposed to different kinds of South Asian culture. So it's not just, you know, a mix of Hindi songs and English songs, which is what we do. We're bringing that to the table. But there's also going to be kind of a comedian also. And then the Bhangra team is actually, a lot of people don't know or haven't heard of this dance called Bhangra. But I can tell you from my personal experience, it's a really high energy environment to be in, so it's a lot of fun.
What's the sort of music that they dance to?
So there's actually the Bhangra team dances to this Bhangra music. The dance is from Punjab, the Punjab state of India, and so the music is all really upbeat. It's a lot of it's percussion based, and there's simple melodies and harmonies, but the audience gets to focus on the kind of the expressions and the vigor and the energy that the dance team brings to the stage.
And the course of the evening will be a sort of back and forth between you and all these other groups, or you do your set, each of them does a set, and then you come back and round it off, or?
Well, pretty much what's going to happen, you know, we're probably going to have surround sound open for us, and then we're going to do a couple, you know, 5-6 songs, you know, take a break. Then pretty much the groups are just going to be filler acts for us, you know, between each set and stuff like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You guys, Chi-Town, won the first, what we hope will be an annual a cappella beatdown show on WYNL TV. I was privileged to be one of the three judges, and it was a lot of fun to see you perform there and all the other groups. What was your experience like doing that, and what do you think you took from that?
So I actually was not able to perform with the group because I had an exam, but as soon as I got out of my exam, like, my phone was like going crazy. People were texting and calling. They're like, "We saw you guys were so awesome." And then like I come home and then they're doing like the awards and everyone's like, "Oh, we voted. Oh, we're so excited. Do you guys think you'll win?" And I was like, I don't know. And then, you know, as soon as they're like, you know, first place goes to Chi-Town, like everyone's going crazy. And then like Facebook, everyone's statuses are going crazy. And so it was awesome. Like, it was awesome because it was outside of our usual, you know, South Asian sort of like fan base. It was cool to like play, like, you know, we were lucky to, you know, get first place, but it's really cool that it happened in a different setting, like a setting we're not used to. So like we took it as, you know, obviously this is something really good for the group and definitely like helps with getting Chi-Town's name outside of, you know, the usual, okay, South Asian acapella scene. Like, our whole goal is, yeah, we want to do that, but at the same time we always want to, you know, branch out in any way possible. And so it was an awesome experience, and I'm like, all the guys who performed, like, as soon as we had practice, like, the next day, they were like, it was awesome. It was so cool. It was so much fun.
Good. Glad to hear it. So you're new. Normally when you compete, it is with other either Indian or South Asian groups. Mm-hmm. Is that the idea? Yeah, and this one, for those who don't know, if you didn't happen to see it or hear much about it, there were four groups from the University of Illinois. One of them also happened to be another Hindi-English group, the female counterpart to you guys, Chandani, and then we had the Ripcords and the Girls Next Door, both all female groups, and then there were two groups from Millikan University, the Tone Rangers, who ended up coming in second place, and I think on both the online and the phone voting, and the Blue Bop was a vocal jazz group, who were also very good. And then there were two groups from Champaign Central High School, one girls group and one boys group. And they were a lot of fun to have on the show as well. So yeah, that was quite a mix. And it was enjoyable to judge you all and try to balance positive and maybe more critical comments and give you something to take away. And it was also fun from the judge's point of view to see when you each came back, each of the groups came back for the second performance. It appeared that you had actually taken to heart the stuff we'd said after the first performance, because everybody got better in some specific ways that we had commented on. So it's nice to be listened to now.
Definitely.
Speaking of listening, you did bring along a CD of Chi-Town. This is called
Arohanam.
It's called Arohanam.
And that means?
It means ascension. So it's kind of like musical ascension. We're trying to symbolize that the group is moving forward, that we're getting better, etc.
And the song we're going to hear right now?
It's called Mitwa. It's from the movie Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, and it actually has Amit on solo.
Amit, who is one of our guests here, along with Nisha, who was just speaking, and Sunil Thomas, who spoke just a few minutes ago. And this is Chai Town on Live and Local.
और चला है तू क्या पाया नहीं तूने क्या ढूंढ रहा है तू जो है अनकही जो है अनसुनी वो बात क्या है बता मितवा
performance by Chai Town from their CD called, say it again.
Arohanam.
Arohanam, and meaning ascension here on Live and Local. And that song again?
Mitwa.
And you said that comes from a film.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word or is that a name?
Mitwa actually means friendship.
Friendship and the, and from the
or is friend.
That, and is that this is a really dumb question probably on my part, because when I think of Indian film, I immediately assume Bollywood.
Yes, this is like the epitome. It's like the guy is like singing to the girl.
So it is a Bollywood movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah, definitely.
But there are other Indian movies that are not Bollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not that many. Most of them are the typical masala films, as they're called.
And when you say unfortunately,
I mean they're fun for like pastime, like whatever. I just saw that movie. Oh, it was good. But I mean, for a lot of people, you watch a movie, you want like an actual movie with substance, like a real story, not the same guy likes girl, girl is going to get married to another guy, blah, 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 family drama, like after like two or three movies that gets, kind of boring. But like in the last maybe like 10 years, there's been a lot of like Indian movies that deal with real issues, like, children with dyslexia, or there's like a recent movie about like life in like engineering, which is cool. I mean, especially at this school, it relates to a lot of students that do engineering, or movies that have to deal with like disease or losing family members and like actual issues that people have to deal with, not I love this girl, blah blah blah,
which are issues that people have to deal with, but
yeah,
not in, most people don't necessarily deal with them in a formulaic way and then sing a bunch of songs about it.
Right, exactly. And dance and all that.
But yet these films are apparently quite popular.
Oh yeah. Yes.
But you don't sound like you have the highest
opinion
on them.
I still love watching them, but like again, it's like, oh, you wanna watch a movie with friends? Sure, let's watch it and like put it on while doing homework or something. It's just like
I don't think I know I haven't seen a Bollywood film. I really should do that sometime. Just to say that I've done it and then know what people are talking about. I think the only Indian film that I saw wasn't even made by an Indian director, was it? Was the one that won the
Slumdog Millionaire. Slumdog Millionaire.
Which I really enjoyed.
How
true was that to either your experience or what you know of life in that part of India?
I think certain parts of the movie really portrayed the slums really, really realistically. There's a lot of poverty in India, and so I appreciate the movie's kind take on trying to show the world exactly what poverty means. Or I mean, we think of poverty and we kind of think of, somebody who is homeless or who doesn't have much to eat. But there's so much more that goes on in terms of just the stress of every minute, of every second, trying to carry on. And in the same aspect, I think a lot of Indians and people, a lot of South Asians kind of didn't like the movie for another reason, which was it failed to kind of portray all the riches of that area, all the cultural riches, or all the positives, because we want to show the world all the good and the bad, where we can improve and where we have improved. So I feel like the have improved was lacking.
But the director would probably say that's not what he set out to show.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure that his viewpoint or his focus was probably to concentrate on the poverty and to show one person's success story, but it would definitely be nice if this director can hear me, if he could release.
He's probably listening. Yeah. I'm sure.
But to release a movie that concentrated on kind of the dual nature.
Chi-Town members with us right now, Amit Vaishampayan, Sonal Thomas, and Nish Shah, representing the full a cappella group of 13 guys, although 12, you said, performing with you on your show tomorrow. And the show starts at 8 o'clock, but opening the house at 7:30. It's on the Follinger Auditorium on the Quad on the campus of University of Illinois. Surround Sound, Hindi English fusion band. This is, and Amit, you're in that group?
That's right.
As the singer?
Yes, I'm the lead singer for the band.
And what does the fusion part mean?
So the fusion here is a little bit different. In Chi-Town, what we do is mix Hindi songs and English songs. In Surround Sound, we usually do Hindi medleys or English medleys. So it'll be, for example, one of the mashups we did was Aisha and Free Fallen by Tom Petty. So these two were mashed up, and that was a lot of fun. And then we'll do some Hindi medleys as well, where we just find Hindi songs that have the similar meanings or similar chord progressions, and we'll take it from there.
Your own show, the Chi-Town show, I was actually asked to comment, I think, for Patterns, which is WLS program guide. At least I think that's what I was talking for, regarding the a cappella beatdown and why I thought you guys won, since the judges actually had to break a tie, or we thought it was a tie. There was problems with the online voting, to say the least. But one of the comments that I had made was that I thought we were taking into account some of the visual aspect of your performance as well as the vocal aspect, because I thought you guys had a lot of energy. You do choreography with at least some of the songs. The way you describe it in your publicity is, I think you call them antics. But what do you have in mind, or what are you thinking about when you decide choreography or antics or however you want to characterize your movements for a given song?
We're trying to, well, the first thing we do is kind of see whether the song is the meaning serious. Is it funny? There's a whole different kind of mindset that you have to go into. For instance, one of our songs is the song is Choli Ke Piche Kya Hai, mixed with My Kind of Girl, and it's a very flirtatious type of song. And we realized right away, if we were just going to be on stage and just singing it, it wasn't going to convey the fun in the actual song. And the funny part is that the Indian, both music videos on YouTube, the artists are just, you know, flirting the whole time and having a really great time, basically making eye contact with every single girl in the audience. And so we wanted to kind of have moves that represented, a more fun, kind of out of the box type of performance, because in this day and age, a cappella groups have to be really creative in order to kind of reach their audience. And so the way we're creative is we put musicality and the fun factor on the same level.
And when you do auditions, and by the way, anybody who's interested can go to your website, which is a pretty good website. I forget what it is exactly.
www.chaitown.org.
Okay, so no hyphen in the Chi-Town.
No hyphen.
Although you use it in your name. You have an interest. I assume it's still up there, the video, the audition video, which is kind of comic. But when you do auditions for or do selections for the group, do you have either dancing or physical maneuverability in mind when you're choosing people, Sunil?
For auditions, we don't really specifically go over dancing because, honestly, none of us are dancers. For auditions, we mainly go over, like, vocal stuff, you know, like whether they can sing a scale or we'll play a riff on the piano and whether they can sing it back to us, you know, exactly and how well they can do it. And then we test out their range and stuff like that. And pretty much in the end, you know, whether they have, you know, the vocal ability to sing or not, it really comes down to, you know, can they fit in the group? Do we really need them, you know? Because we definitely get a lot of people, you know, that have talent. But it really comes down to, is this part really necessary? Like, if they need, if they're like a T1 or a T2, you know, like, do we...
10 or 1 or 2.
Exactly. Do we need another 10 or 1, 10 or 2 on that part? You know, are they able to fit in with the group well, blend with us well, and such things like that?
So you could be a really good bass, but either if you don't need a bass that year or if that person's bass sound doesn't fit with the rest of the basses or with your overall sound, then they won't get the nod.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for some dancers to come out and try out for the group, though. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Seriously?
we need some more choreographers.
Yeah, definitely.
So at least choreographers, if not actual dancers.
Yes.
Maybe maybe both. Well, I'm glad you guys were able to come in, and we're looking forward to being able to put together your recording, because one of your winning aspects of the a cappella beatdown was you get a recording from our engineers here at WILL, and we'll be scheduling that soon, and we'll probably have a chance to play some of that on the air. And certainly whenever you have your next show or next performance, let me know, and we'll try to have you guys back on again.
Thanks so much for having us, Kevin.
Thank you.
Amit Vaishampayan, Sunil Thomas, and Nish Shah, members of Chi-Town at University of Illinois, giving their annual show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30. It's Follinger Auditorium on the Quad in Urbana, and the Surround Sound, Hindi-English fusion band, will be on the show as well. Ibangra, who is an Indian dance team at the U of I, and also a comic who is going to be the MC, whose last name I am not going to try to pronounce because there's 500 syllables. So one of you can please do that.
His name is Prashant Venkataramanujam.
I'll take your word for it. And I would probably have to work that out. In any event, thanks very much. And introduce another song from your CD that we're going to go out with.
So the next song is probably one of the fans' most favorite songs. It's called Nachange Sari Raat, mixed with Tempted to Touch. Nachange Sari Raat is actually a song from like a Indian pop group, I think from the UK or something, called Stereo Nation. And Tempted to Touch is by Rupi, a reggaeton artist. And on solo, we have two guys that are alums now, Aditya Mehta and Neil Srivastav.
Chi-Town on Live and Local. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Nachange sari raat sonyo vei, 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 kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo vei, kar lo thoda sa pyar, kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo vei, kar lo thoda sa pyar. Nachange sari raat sonyo vei, nachange sari raat sonyo vei, kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo vei, kar lo thoda sa pyar, kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo vei, kar lo thoda sa pyar, thoda sa nasha hum kar le yaara, damaru damaru yaaro, damaru damaru yaaro, dam thodi si masti thodi si khushi, damaru damaru yaaro, damaru damaru yaaro, saath mein hu yaaro, na ghar hai na koi hai thikana, pyar ki talash mein main jhoom raha hu awara, nachange sari raat sonyo vei, nachange sari raat sonyo vei, kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo vei, kar lo thoda sa pyar, kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo vei, kar lo thoda sa pyar. To all the ladies in the dance, they are home. I lose all control to see you standing there in front of me. Your style, your clothes, your hair, your fair woman, you look so sexy. The way you wind and the way you dance, and the way that you twist and turn your ways. Leaves me wanting, leaves me yearning, leaves me feeling for a taste. Speak for the end of the night. I wanna hold you so tight. You know I want you so much. And I'm so tempted to touch. Before the end of the night.
just kind of faded away unexpectedly or cut off unexpectedly. I'm not sure quite why that happened. That was the group Chi-Town at the University of Illinois singing in Hindi as well as English, as they often do, some songs in one or the other, some songs in a combination of both, because they're combining different songs, as that did. And again, Chi-Town's show is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Follinger Auditorium on the Quad on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. Coming up in just a moment, Philip Yampolsky and Jason Finkelman of the Center for World Music at the University of Illinois School of Music about some of their upcoming events, including an introduction to classical Indian music. Our programs today on FM 90.9 are made possible by Women's Health Practice and Dr. Suzanne Troopin, offering obstetrics, gynecology, and fertility services on Neal in Champaign. Women's Health Practice is a Health Alliance medical plan provider and is accepting new patients. More information is available at womenshealthpractice.com. Some of the format changes being introduced today here on WYLL-FM. Of course, if you were listening this morning and are used to classical music, you notice that we're running now NPR's morning edition, and we'll be running NPR's All Things Considered this afternoon. But also, instead of the newscast that you've been accustomed to at 101, we will be airing Garrison Keillor's Writer's Almanac at 101. So that will be starting today as well. And I will have, as usual, the forecast for you at 1 o'clock, and we'll have a calendar just before 1 o'clock. And then classical music coming back at 1:06, and that is not a change at all. And, of course, Live and Local continues to be here for you from 12 to 1 every weekday. With me right now, Philip Yampolsky, who's the director of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the University of Illinois, and also Jason Finkelman, who's their publicity chair, about some of their upcoming performances. There are a lot of world music events, some of them not sponsored by the Center for World Music, but nonetheless they are helping to advertise them. And as Jason said, there's an inordinate number going on right now. And so there's a lot to talk about. We'll focus on the earliest ones coming up because we'll have you back in advance of your own spring concert, which will be on the 16th. And in fact, I think we're going to try to put together a whole show of musicians from that concert, which is of considerable breadth. So thank you guys for coming in today.
Happy to be here.
Philip, for those who have missed our previous shows where you've been on, give a little bit of a quick overview of the Center for World Music.
The Center, the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music, is his full name. We support gamelan music and West African drumming. This time we have long-term visiting artists who stay for a couple years or more and teach their music both at the university and in the community. For example, both of our main teachers are also teaching in the public schools in Champaign. Iktut Gede Asnawa, who teaches Balinese gamelan at the university, also teaches a community class at night that's open to the public, and he teaches in the world music ensemble of Southside Elementary School in Champaign. Bulukata Konde, our great drummer from Guinea, teaches two classes at the university, teaches a community class at the Capoeira Academy on Sundays, and teaches at Garden Hills Elementary School in Champaign. Then we also have Chinese music, taught by a graduate of the Chinese Music Conservatory in Beijing. And we also try to promote the other kinds of world music that are going on in the community, even if they're not officially on our faculty. For example, there's some wonderful Indian music being Indian music lessons and classes that are taught through the Rhythm and Rug Institute at the Channing Murray Foundation. And the three main teachers of Indian music for Rhythm and Rug will be the people who are going to do our lecture demonstration, an introduction to North Indian classical music on April 5th.
Which is this coming Monday.
Right. I seem to have segued into that.
That was the idea.
The Center for World Music wants to have a regular, no, regular is exactly what it's not, an occasional series of lectures and lecture demonstrations that introduce various kinds of music of the world. We had one last year on Philippine music by Dr. Ramon Santos, and this year we're having a lecture demonstration on North Indian music. We call this series The Gateways to World Music. This year, this Monday, this coming Monday, at 7:30 at
the Music Building Auditorium,
thank you, three North Indian classical soloists, a singer named Nirmalya Roy, a sitar player named Indrajit Banerjee, and a tabla player named Subrata Bhattacharya, will all perform together in a lecture demonstration to introduce people to the way raga and tala work in North Indian music.
And for those who listen to this show regularly, you may recognize those names because all three of them have played for us on Live and Local.
Right, and they teach for rhythm and rag. They offer instruction in their instruments and in voice. As your listeners may know, raga is a whole system of modes that underlies North Indian and also South Indian classical music. So you've got out of a normal 7-tone scale, you have countless possibilities. You can omit some of those tones. You can play them straight, or you can play them flat, or you can play them sharp. And one raga is a selection from those 7 tones and a treatment of the various tones, plus certain weightings. That is, for one raga, you could have several ragas with the same scale, but in one of them, the first tone will be the main tone. In another one, the fifth tone might be the main tone, and so forth. And that's what's going to be introduced. They're going to do a demonstration to show different ragas how, with the same scale, you could have very different melodic effects depending on which notes are emphasized, or how, with different scales, you can get a totally different melodic effect.
And you brought along a CD of these folks.
Well, not of the singer,
okay,
but it's a CD that Indrajit Banerjee, the sitar player, and Subrata Bhattacharya, the tabla player. It's a CD that they put out.
And we're going to hear part of two tracks.
Yes, we'll hear the opening of the raga. It's Rag Marwa, which is, I mean, I can't go into all the details of it.
It's very complex to discuss.
But it omits the fifth tone of the scale, so it's a 6-tone scale, and it dances around the first tone. It doesn't sit on the first tone as much as you would expect. So we're going to hear a little bit of the opening of that, and then we'll jump to the section where the tabla comes in. It doesn't come in until maybe 20 minutes after the piece has begun, but we'll jump over that.
Okay, this is music sort of introducing an introduction to classical Indian music, which is going to happen Monday night at 7:30. The Gateways to World Music program, sponsored by the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at Music Building Auditorium, Monday night in Urbana. This is Live and Local. Music performed by a couple of musicians who are frequently in, well, one of them regularly at the University of Illinois right now, and one of them visits with regularity. Indrajit Banerjee is the sitar player, and Subrata Bhattacharya, who is the tabla player, and they are going to be joined by singer Nirmalya Roy on Monday evening at 7:30 at the Music Building Auditorium on the University of Illinois campus. presenting the Gateways to World Music program called Introduction to Classical Indian Music, sponsored by the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music, whose director, Philip Yampolsky, is with us on Live and Local, and the communications manager, or whatever your title is, Jason. You seem to wear different hats.
Depends on which hat I'm wearing.
Jason Finkelman is with us right now. And you mentioned as we were listening to this that these guys are also doing a program for Rhythm and Rag on Sunday.
Yes, yeah, Sunday afternoon at Channing Murray, they're doing a workshop from 3 to 5 p.m. And there's information about that on the Rhythm and Rag website, but also you can link to that through our own website, and our website is www.music.illinois.edu/CWM.
For Center for World Music.
Center for World Music.
Which I actually had a lot of trouble finding, I have to say. Maybe it's worth encouraging the university webmasters to put a link to the Robert E. Brown Center or Center for World Music on the A to Z part, because it's not there.
Yeah, I'll work on that. Thank you. The our website, though, I hope that we get linked to lots of many different artists and organizations and events that are happening in our community. And one of the things that you would find on there for this week alone coming up, for example, there's a Koto Ensemble performance on Thursday night in the auditorium, Music Building Auditorium. There's the Capoeira group is having their big event this weekend from the 8th through the 11th.
So and next weekend, not this coming, the following weekend.
Oh, right, that's what I meant, the following weekend. And things like, there's also the conference that's coming up, also I think on the 8th.
The 8th and 9th.
The 8th and 9th of, what is the title of that again? It's the...
Is it Soundscapes? I'm not sure of the
it
title.
It is called Soundscapes. But all these different events are going on.
Well, wait, say a word about Soundscapes. It's a conference on music ranging from the Balkans all the way over to Central Asia, and it's got a number of very distinguished scholars who are going to be talking about
it. And I think we'll be touching on that in one of the programs next week. So
for example, what we're hoping is that folks will start using the resource that we're developing for our community that is not only helping to promote the international music that we are producing and sponsoring and showcasing in our community, but all of the incredible activity, international music and dance and performance that is going on here in East Central Illinois, directly here and also in Bloomington and other areas surrounding Champaign-Urbana. So I encourage folks to visit.
Well, I want to be sure to get to the next concert, next presentation that you guys are sponsoring, because we're not going to have a lot of time yet on the show today, the Concert of West African Dance and Music Wednesday night.
Yeah, and that's quite an exceptional concert. I'll let Philip continue with saying who the guest artists and
it's April 7th at the Festival Theater.
It's in the Festival Theater,
in
yes.
Craner.
In the Craner Center.
We had a huge concert last year, and this is our follow-up to it. We decided that since last year was focused on music, this one will be focused on dance. So we have a great Guinean dancer named Alseni Suma, who is here on campus as the George A. Miller visiting artist for the spring semester. He's been teaching dance students. His wife, Fadima Traore, will also dance. And then we have brought in, well, we have our own great drummer, Musa Bulukada Konde, and another drummer who's flown in from California, Mamadi Wadaba Kuruma, and a terrific backup drummer, a dundun player named Abbas Kamara, who's come over from Indianapolis. This is all going to be music and dance of West Africa, mostly of Guinea, the Republic of Guinea, and mostly Mande music. Mande is the name of their ethnic group. And it's just not to be missed. The drummers are fabulous. The dancing is fabulous. We have an example of the music, if you'd like to hear some of Bulukada playing. This is recorded, I believe, in Guinea. And we're going to jump right into the middle of the track. It begins with some singing and xylophone playing, but we'll jump in where the drums come in.
And this is called Somo Casa, Bolo Caraconde here on Live and Local in advance of the Concert of West African Dance and Music this coming Wednesday, next Wednesday at the Krannert Center, sponsored by the Center for World Music at the University of Illinois. Smallest taste of Bolo Caraconde's drumming and also some of the griot singers of Sankaran. This is a tune called Somo Casa here on Live and Local. And Bolo Cara will be among the several performers at the Concert of West African Dance and Music next Wednesday, April 7th at 7:30 at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana, sponsored by the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music. The director, Philip Yampolsky, has been my guest in this portion of Live and Local, and communications director, Jason Finkelman. And you guys will be back in about a week.
Yes, thank
you. Or 2 weeks or something like that.
Why will we be back, Jason?
Well, we'll be back here on Live and Local on the 13th to talk about and have musicians in the studio for the Center for World Music Spring Concert, which is happening on the 16th as part of the Boneyard Arts Festival, presented in part by the Krannert Center. It's at the Krannert Center. It's going from 4 o'clock until around 8:30, 8:45, our portion of the program that day. So
there'll be music from North India, from Bali, from China, from Japan, from Russia and Eurasia, from Guinea. And the capstone event, starting around probably 8 or just before 8, is the Africania Cultural Troupe of West Africa, which is mostly Ghanaian music, directed by the wonderful drummer Midao Togbi Gideon Foley Alawoye, who teaches in Texas but is doing a Midwest tour and has included our concert as the final stop.
It's going to be an exciting event on the 16th, and we'll hear more about that on Live and Local on Tuesday the 13th. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for joining us today, and best of luck presenting these concerts, these events on Monday and Wednesday.
Thank you.
For more information, the website.
The website again is www.music.illinois.edu/CWM.
For Center for World Music at the University of Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. Coming up, the Writer's Almanac at 101 and Classical Music at 106. Support for our programs today on FM 90.9 comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. This Saturday's tasting features Lisa Odom from Maverick Wines and Lisa Gustafson from Heritage Wine Cellars, pouring 5 wines each. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. Some events in our area tonight. Fertile Ground, an original opera, is presented jointly by Prairie Fire Theater and Illinois Wesleyan University at Presser Hall on the Illinois Wesleyan campus in Bloomington. That's tonight at 7:30. Also, on Friday at 7:30. Say It With a Smile is at the Krannert Center Uncorked program in the lobby of the Krannert Center tonight at 5 o'clock. That's the Docha Chamber Music Festival in downtown Champaign, kicking off tonight at 7 o'clock at Radio Maria Restaurant. University of Illinois Wind Symphony and Symphonic Band are at the Krannert Center tonight in Urbana at 7:30. And the play, He and She, is in the Studio Theater, the Krannert Center, put on by the University of Illinois Department of Theater. Mostly sunny, windy, and unseasonably warm, the forecast for this afternoon. The high will be around 80, currently 78 degrees. This is WYL FM and HD Urbana, operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana.